today from the Ohio Newsroom, the best player on the worst team.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Kendall Crawford. When we think of college football, our minds might first go to Ohio State University, playing to stadiums jam-packed with fans who chant and cheer. But Oberlin student Anna Slade reports that not every team gets the royal treatment.
The only thing to do on a Friday night is go to the football game.
Like, I've never actually considered enjoying it.
It's interesting because it, like, truly comes down to, like, would you rather be the best player on the worst team or the worst player on the best team? But it's funny that they're truly the worst team.
To many liberal arts students at Oberlin College, Oberlin football sounds like an oxymoron. We're a small liberal arts school in rural Ohio with a world-renowned music conservatory, known for our strong left-wing politics and can-change-the-world attitudes. The jockey football type, not so much. And our football team's record is on par with the student body's enthusiasm for the sport. We ended this most recent season 0-10.
ESPN writers consistently rank us in the bottom, if not the worst, college football program in the country. So what is the experience of those who choose to be better players on the worst team?
How's it going?
I decided to find out.
I'm Anna. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, my name is Cameron Burke.
James Chickway.
Jacob Day.
I'm a junior. And I'm from Southern California.
And I'm a third year, and I'm actually from Brussels, Belgium.
I'm a third year here.
On the team, I play receiver as well as safety.
I play linebacker now.
And then I play both safety and receiver. The year that I was actually getting recruited here, my senior year of high school, the school went 0-10. So I knew that the situation I was coming into wasn't, you know, per se, like a winning program at that time.
Yeah, I mean, I came from a high school. We go undefeated like every year, so it was a real big like shock coming here and like losing like a lot.
I was used to winning a lot, but it didn't scare me away.
When you're walking around campus like in football gear, you kind of get some like you get different looks, you know. When I'm not wearing football gear, people are really nice.
Was it kind of like that at your high school a little bit?
People love the football team in high school. We had a lot of support, actually. Probably helped that we won.
Yeah.
So it was a big culture shock because I came in thinking like, oh, like they're going to cheer us on. I mean, like nobody like even shows up to the games because like how much like, you know, they don't like us.
I wouldn't say like direct hostility, but, you know, maybe like people that have gotten like maybe like bullied or they've had bad experiences with, you know, like that kind of jockey type in high school. I think a lot of those conceptions kind of carry over into college. You know, it's hard. Like, I can't, you know, go to a music show and be like, oh, that person, you know, sucked at whatever they were doing. Like, ours are a little bit easier to judge because it's like one big number versus a smaller number. You already know who, you know, wins.
This has been the most fun I've had at playing football. I would argue that it's maybe even better psychologically to learn how to lose than to, like, win.
Why?
Because I realized that I could play football my whole life, even if I'd lose every game, by coming here. Something that, like, I didn't know I would be so accepting of, like, losing. Not that I accept it in the best way. It's still hard, but I don't want to sound like a loser. So. But, yeah.
That's an excerpt from Anna Slade's podcast, The Best Player on the Worst Team. A finalist for NPR's College Podcast Challenge.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.